Om Shanti, good morning. Very warm welcome to Brother Atam Prakash, who came up from Shantivan to be with us today and take up the topic with us of experiences in silence. Tomorrow we will start 3 days of silence to prepare ourselves to meet Baba, and Atam Prakash has been taking us, the double foreigners, into silence for as long as we've been coming to Madhuban. Brother Atam Prakash has been teaching us the depths of yoga, and Didi Nirmala was telling the Americas this morning that double foreigners have this deep love of yoga and deepening their experiences of yoga, and I feel that one seed of this was planted with Brother Atam Prakash, who met us ever since the very beginning and took us step by step how to slow down the mind, become silent, go into that place of silence, and then have a lot of very beautiful experiences there. Now he's down in Shantivan as the head of the Toli department. His department probably does more international service than any other department in the world, because Toli from Baba's home in Madhuban has gone all over the world. And also he continues to take us into experiences of yoga. And so we want to get a lot out of this session so that when we're in silence for the next few days, we can remember what we practiced and what we experienced here this morning, and we can recreate those experiences for ourselves. So we have very deep experiences of Bap Dada and varied experiences of Bap Dada. So very warm welcome to Brother Atam Prakash.
Om Shanti. Experiencing Bap Dada in silence. In Madhuban, there is a memorial of Brahma Baba's elevated stage, Tower of Peace. Brahma Baba maintained his stage as a tower of peace, tower of power, tower of knowledge, and tower of purity. Tower means very high stage. Unshakable stage of yoga. January month is a very special month. Brahma Baba left his physical body in this month, in 69. That is why Shiv Baba had given a special blessing to this month. Whatever the experience you really would like to get in your life, that experience experience you can have in this January month. And you are here in Madhuban in this month. On this world globe, Madhuban is really powerful place, wonderful place, where God He Himself is playing His role for a long time. And our Brahma Baba and seniors, brothers and sisters, they have done intensive meditation time to time on this land. That is why the vibration of this place are very powerful. I would like to discuss qualities of Brahma Baba so we can follow His qualities while being here in Madhuban. In silence, first quality. In early days, Brahma Baba used to do the intensive practice of soul conscious stage. Baba used to write repeatedly on a paper that I am a soul, I am a soul, I am a soul. And when Baba was coming in the gathering also, while performing action, at that time Baba used to practice, this is not a person, this is a soul, this is a soul, this is a soul. Like this, Baba had done lots of practice of soul conscious stage. And that is why Brahma Baba won the first number. One must realize that the lesson of soul consciousness is the first lesson and last lesson and very important lesson in our Brahmin life. If we really would like to maintain elevated stage of yoga, the secret of that is experiencing soul conscious stage deeply. Second quality of Brahma Baba, Brahma Baba used to have very high intoxication all the time. I am going to become a first Narayan. Today I am in this old body. But tomorrow I am getting the role of Krishna. That type of the spiritual intoxication Baba was always having. He used to maintain self-respect all the time. Because when we are maintaining very good self-respect, our mind and body would be full with joy and happiness. And because of that, we would get wonderful experiences, extraordinary experiences in yoga. Because mind and intellect, they are playing prominent role in yoga. That is why we must also experience that type of the higher spiritual intoxication all the day long. Maintaining self-respect is a very important aspect in Brahmin life. Third quality of Brahma Baba, be royal and be simple. There was royalty in Baba's behavior. While talking, while walking, while having conversation with others, Baba was having royalty. Sometimes, because of the business of diamond, Baba used to meet the kings. And because of the royal behavior, sometimes kings used to say, "Oh Dada, God made mistake." He must have give royal this role of king to you, but by mistake he gave that role to us. And Baba was very simple also. He used to wear very simple dress. Number one soul in this world, and very simple. Baba was very simple, that's why he became sample and then he became example in front of the children. That is why we must also maintain this quality in our life. Royalty in sanskar and simplicity in living. Fourth quality, constantly accurate and alert. Baba Baba used to think that always, whatever the action I would perform, that would followed by the children. That is why my every action must be accurate and perfect. And alert means, Baba used to read sometimes newspaper and was getting the news of the world. And at that time, according to the news, Baba used to do Baba's service. He was very alert. What is going on around? And accurate perfection was there in his action. Fifth quality, Baba attained very high stage of purity. Tower of purity. Baba used to maintain always the soul conscious stage and soul conscious vision. Brotherhood vision. This is a master key for maintaining very good stage of purity. Because in magnetism, there is a principle, equal poles repulse and opposite poles attract. When we are having the awareness that I am a male and this is a female, because of opposite pole, there may be the possibility of having attraction. But instead of that, Baba was always maintaining incorporeal stage, soul conscious stage. I am a soul and this is also a soul, brotherhood vision. And because of this practice, Baba maintained very high stage of purity. Maintaining very good stage of purity is a very important aspect in our Brahmin life. Purity means, complete purity means remain free from all the physical beings and physical things. None but one, only Baba is my whole world. Because the quality of soul is depend on the stage of purity. Whatever the status we are receiving in the future, in golden age, that is also related with the stage of purity. Those souls, they are maintaining very high stage of purity, they are getting prominent role in golden age. And those souls are not paying attention on this aspect and not having very good stage of purity, they are playing ordinary role in golden age. And having good wishes all the time for everybody is also the part of purity. complete purity means always having good wishes, well wishes, pure feeling for everybody. Brahma Baba was showering every child with the shower of love. The secret of that was, Baba was always observing eternal stage of that soul and end stage of that soul, angelic stage of that soul. Baba never observed present stage of any soul, because each and every soul has some drawbacks, some weaknesses, some shortcomings. That is why Baba used to always observe eternal stage, beginning stage of that soul. And sixth quality, Brahma Baba used to have great love for Murli. Krishna's hand, always the Murli is there. He is always playing the Murli, because that is the memorial of Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba was having tremendous love for Murli. Every day Baba used to chant the Murli. And Baba used to think that I am preparing a spiritual food for my children. On the path of devotion, there is a memorial of Vishnu lying on the bed of snake in the ocean. That is also Brahma Baba's memorial. They are showing Vishnu as he's a lost in churning and experiencing super sensitive joy. Because while churning, we are getting some special ideas, special jewels of knowledge, special touchings from Baba. And because of that, we can easily experience super sensitive joy. And because of that, we can get easily deep experiences in yoga. That is why churning must be our hobby in our Brahmin life. Each and every sentence of Murli has some secret in it. And through churning only you can understand the secret. You can get the light of knowledge. Through churning, we are getting special weapons. Courage and confidence. As much the power of knowledge is increasing, we start experiencing courage and confidence in our life. And because of that, we can easily maintain victorious stage throughout the day. That is why we must follow Brahma Baba in this aspect. through knowledge we are receiving light, and through yoga we are receiving might. As much the intensity of knowledge in our intellect is increasing, that much the speed of receiving powers, might from Baba is increasing. Because the aim of our Brahmin life is to maintain lighthouse and might house stage. Like an angel. Seventh quality. Have love for solitude and be mixing with everyone. Have love for solitude and be mixing with everyone. Because when Brahma Baba was sitting in a solitude, he was easily maintaining the connection with Baba, Shiva Baba, and was receiving power from Baba. And while performing action, he was mixing with children also. That is why we must have love for solitude also. Sometimes we are getting lost in action. And sitting solitude, we are experiencing like a bondage. That is, we must love solitude also. Brahma Baba was always remaining detached from the children and loved by all also. Balance of being detached and being loveful with everybody. This is the beauty of Brahmin life. While performing also, we must maintain the stage of observer. Then easily we can maintain the detached stage. And we can maintain connection with Baba easily. That is why time to time we must sit in solitude and we must receive power from Baba. Get connection with Baba, then collection of power starts automatically. Because when we are sitting in solitude, easily we can experience bodiless stage. The moment we are experiencing bodiless stage, we can get the link with Baba. Next quality, be an instrument and remain humble. Be an instrument and remain humble. Brahma Baba was the head of this organization. Shiva Baba enters in his body and plays his role. Even though Baba was very humble, Baba never had the ego that I am a head, I am a high personality, I am the in charge, I am the leading this yajna. He was always thinking, I am just instrument. Baba is responsible. Shivbaba is responsible. That is why, while carrying such a huge responsibility, he was always experiencing carefree emperor stage. Busy and easy, balance of business and easiness. As much the greater person, that much the humility would be in his life. This is a sign of great soul. Look at Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba is delivering the murli through Brahma Baba or through Guljar Dadi's medium. But at the end of murli, Baba used to say namaste to children. Namaste means sign of humbleness. Look at me, learn from me. How great am I and how humble am I? Learn from me. That's why we must learn from Baba, this quality. Sometimes we are having the ego, I am the instrument, I am a good speaker, I am a very good yogi, I am a very good churner, or I am a very good planner. No, these are all gifts from Baba. I received all the gifts from Baba. When I came to Baba, my apron was empty. I was not having anything. These are all the achievements from Baba. And ninth cult quality, create hope in those who have no hope. Create hope in those who have no hope. Especially mothers, when Baba was meeting mothers, Baba was creating hope in themselves. You are a worthy soul. You are a Shiv Shakti. Shiv Baba select you because you have special qualities. Baba was always the image of support, an image of upliftment. And was creating hope in their heart. You have lots of potential. You can do some wonders in your life. But have faith in you. You have lots of potential, lots of ability, lots of qualities. But because of having inferiority complex, we are not really accepting that. And in this type of the situation, Baba was always creating hope in their heart. Baba was always maintaining self-respect and was giving self-respect to others also. This is the sign of King of Kings. Maintaining very good self-respect and giving respect to everybody. My regard of giving record must be very good. Only the thing is that we must have big heart. Then easily you can give respect to others. And next quality, constantly be generous hearted. When Brahma Baba was in Laukik at that time, if somebody was not having physical things enough, Baba used to help them with generous heart. And sometimes Baba children are not having anything, Baba used to give them, Baba used to donate them. He was having generous heart. When sometimes Baba was getting the news somebody is sick physically, Baba used to give them yoga power. Baba used to do service through the mind. Was receiving power from Baba and was donating to that child. The great souls, they are always donating great things, peace, power, happiness. Purity. That is why we must follow Baba in this aspect also. And another quality was there, Baba was always observing silence while accepting food. So he can remember easily Shiv Baba. You might have seen the pictures, Baba's picture, Brahma Baba's picture. Baba is always observing silence and eating the food. Because whatever the knowledge Shiv Baba had given us or is giving us, Brahma Baba made that knowledge easy for us. And Brahma Baba become the role model for us. Shiv Baba used to say, become the photocopy of Brahma Baba. In others university, there is a restriction of doing copy. And here in this university, There is a freedom. If we are becoming photocopy of Brahma Baba, even we are getting good marks. That is also an art. Because Brahma Baba was also having family life in this last birth. After coming to Shiva Baba, he transferred his samskaras from Laukik to Alaukik. Tower of silence, tower of peace, tower of power and tower of knowledge. You just think that Brahma Baba is standing in Madhuban and giving inspirations to us. Oh my sweet children, follow me. This is my elevated stage I achieve. Follow me. Many children, they are always thinking, oh, we have not received Brahma Baba's sustenance. We came late to Baba. But our senior Dadi is also the example of Brahma Baba, Master Brahma. Prakashmani Dadi, Janki Dadi ji, they are all the like Baba. They maintain such a nice taste like a Baba. Prakashmani Dadi was always sharing her experience. Every day after having Amrut Vela, Shiva Baba was giving touchings to Dadi for carrying this yajna successfully. And Prakashmani Dadi was receiving that touchings from Baba and was following in a practical. Because Bab Dada, they were giving touchings to Bab Dadi. And after becoming Karmatit, Brahma Baba had done lots of service, world service. And it is why lots of double foreigner children emerge. Brahma Baba's karmati stage was more or less 1.5 years. And in those days, if somebody was going to meet Baba in Madhuban, in his cottage, and observing Baba at that time from Baba's eyes, anybody can observe physically Baba is sitting here, but mentally Baba transferred completely in Paramdham, in Shiva Baba's company. He is not anymore here. Physically he is here, but mentally, fully he is in Paramdham. We must practice that. Karmati stage means experiencing beyond the awareness of these physical organs and experiencing beyond the influence of physical actions and getting lost in Baba's remembrance. That is known as a karmati stage. on 18 January 69, Baba was delivered in the Murli in History Hall, and all of the sudden Baba had a pain in his heart. Because of the bodiless stage, he conquered that pain also. And the garden, the living garden of living flowers, children, they were also pulling Baba's attention. Because Baba sustains for many years this garden of living flowers. Baba conquered that attachment also. And Baba experienced detached from the children also. And Baba was lost in Baba's remembrance. And that is why he got full marks in that last paper. We must get ready for that last paper also. Ever ready. We must be ever ready. Baba has said that the song of two words must always playing in your ears. All of the sudden anything can happen, and ever ready. All of the sudden anything can happen, that's why I must be ever ready. Because no one knows which would be my last breath. Where would be that last breath? No one knows. That is why we must have the practice of bodiless stays for a long time, period of time. And ever ready means free from subtle bondages. And my apron must be full with treasures of powers and treasures of virtues. So I can use that treasures throughout the cycle. That's why before returning home, I must be ready. I must be full with treasures. The swimmer knows the swimming, but he must have the practice of swimming for a long time, period of time. He must have authority in that swimming, expertness in that swimming, then only he can win in the race of swimming, in the competition. He can become the winner. That is why for remaining alert and active in this Brahmin life, we must keep the scene of this spiritual race in front of us all the time. This is a worldwide spiritual race. If I really would like to be a winner in this race, I must be very active, very alert, full with joy and enthusiasm. Like Brahma Baba. Because Baba has said that laziness is a subtle obstacle in this race. The special art. In Brahmin life, the special art is maintaining the connection of our mind with the Almighty Father. This is a special art. Because people used to say in this Murli, controlling mind is very hard. We cannot control our mind. But if we control mind and focus our mind on the Supreme Being, on the Almighty Authority, this is a really big art in our Brahmin life. We must earn multi-million fold income in every second through that remembrance. Brahma Bhava used to hold the self court every day at night before going to sleep. And Brahma Baba was asking the minister, mind and intellect, how you spend the whole day? Tell me. The mind and intellect, they were maintaining mutual cooperation or not? For running this factory of remembrance. If they were not working properly, Baba used to find the reason why this happened. And next day, Baba had the determined thoughts that mind must follow this direction and mind must help our corporate intellect also, so that my chart of remembrance must be better and better and better. Because mind and intellect, these are the two kids of the soul mother. These two kids must be under our control. That's why we must train them. We must give them special training. Mind is like our friend. We must keep our mind light throughout the day so he can walk efficiently in this remembrance. Because our mind and intellect, they were out of control since Copper Age. And that is why they are having the habit of wandering here and there. If we really would like to experience ruling power and controlling power over the mind, we must pay full attention on these two powers throughout the day. And that is why Baba used to say in Murli, maintain the chart of remembrance. Because when we are maintaining chart of remembrance, our attention power over the mind and intellect is increasing. They remain under the discipline. We can keep them busy also. We can earn lots of spiritual income. when I was meeting Baba very first time in Madhupan in 1973 in History Hall, I was sitting in front of Baba on the floor. Baba gave me very powerful drishti. And Baba has said, first sentence, if you really, really would like to progress all the time in this Brahmin life, first Srimat is to maintain the chart of remembrance. I asked some seniors, some teachers, how can I maintain the chart of remembrance? I was not getting proper guidance. But when I came here back again in 1976 in Madhuban, I prepared chart. I listened Murlis, I listened the classes of Dadis, and I prepared my own chart of every hour. And I maintained that whole year. And when I met Baba in 1977 personally, Baba had given the blessing, your chart of remembrance is good and you are in the first row of Pandavas. And that was the real beginning of my Brahmin life. My chart was very nice. Now I really would like to give you two special experiments. Experience of soul conscious stage and soul conscious vision, and second experience of an angelic stage. Is that okay? Can you stand if you don't mind? And stand in front of each other too. You should give drishti to someone, left side or right side, whatever the person around you is there. Keep on giving drishti. Yeah. Yeah, that sister is there. That sister is there. There, that side. Raise your hand. Yeah, there, sister. Yeah, go there. On Shanti, soft music, Bhaiji. In this bodily house, I, the soul, point of light, is the owner of this bodily house. I, the soul, point of light, owner of this bodily house, is sitting in the center of my forehead, near the windows of my eyes. I, the soul, point of light, is a pure soul, experiencing wonderful crown of purity around my head. Experiencing blissful stage. Oh, I, the soul, point of light, is visualizing in the center of the person, the one who is standing in front of me, in his forehead, I can visualize very clearly the point of divine light. My vision is becoming divine, more and more divine. Like Shiv Baba's vision is incorporeal, in the same way my vision is also incorporeal. We both the souls are point of light and point of light. Brothers, we so both the souls are the brothers. Children of one and same Father, Shiv Baba. We both the souls are sharing the feelings of good wishes with each other. How fortunate am I? I am visualizing my true form, incorporeal form, bodiless form, divine form, with the divine eye very clearly. And visualizing the incorporeal form of the person, one who is standing in front of me. Body just kochum, body just vehicle, body just instrument. But my true form in this world is a very tiny and shining point of divine light. I, the soul, is a superstar, hero actor in this unlimited drama. I, the soul, is a hero actor, superstar in this unlimited drama. The God Himself gave me a unique role of hero actor. I, the soul, has direct connection with the director of this unlimited drama. Every day I am receiving direction from director in the form of Srimat. And because of that, my life is becoming more and more elevated. How beautiful experience is this? The soul is the king of myself, ruler and controller of my mind and intellect and organs, my organs. I, the soul, is experiencing self-sovereignty stage. I am giving drishti to the king soul, the one who is standing in front of me. There was have a subtle desire of Shiv Baba since long time, that I really would like to see every child, every soul as a king. That Baba's desires I fulfill today. We both the souls, we both the kings are giving drishti to each other. With the great respect. In this hall there is a beautiful gathering of the kings. And Shiv Baba from Paramdham is showering this beautiful gathering with the shower of golden flowers. How beautiful experience is this? Being in soul conscious stage and seeing a soul, the practice of my soul conscious stage is increasing. Like Brahma Baba, I am having really true love with Shiv Baba. What is the proof of having love with Shiv Baba? Being in corporeal stage, being in incorporeal stage is the proof of having love with incorporeal Father. Becoming like Shiv Baba, incorporeal point of light. On my forehead the sparkling star is sparkling. The light of eight powers is radiating from me, the sparkling star soul. I am a peaceful soul, radiating the waves of peace in this atmosphere. Experiencing supreme peaceful stage. I am experiencing wonderful stage of soul consciousness. My vision is also becoming more and more divine. The power of divinity is increasing and increasing. Instead of ordinary form, bodily form, I am observing very clearly incorporeal form. Point of light. I, the soul, is sitting on the throne of self-respect. I am a world transformer soul. I, the soul, is sitting on the throne of self-respect, world transformer soul. And I, the soul, is having that intoxication, spiritual intoxication on my face. As my father Shiv Baba is a world transformer, I, the soul child of Shiv
Shiv Baba is also master word transformer soul. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Thank you so much. Now you just look at me in front. And now we are going to do the experience of angelic stage. Keep on swinging like this on the left hand, left leg, on the right leg. Just very subtly keep on swinging like this. Very gently. Om Shanti. I, the soul point of light, wears the dress of divine light, the dress of an angel. I, the soul point of light, wear the beautiful dress of divine light. How beautiful is this dress? How light is this dress? Oh, this angelic form is full with three things. My angelic form is full with three things. First thing, my angelic form is full with godly intoxication. I am experiencing wonderful intoxication on my face. Secondly, my angelic form is full with godly powers. And thirdly, my angelic form is full with godly virtues. I, the angel, is having wonderful crown of purity. The wire of my intellect is connected directly with Supreme Father in soul world. How beautiful is this angelic stage? Now I, the angel, is walking away out of this hall, harmony hall, and flying over the world like an aeroplane or like an Hanuman. I am flying all around the world globe in my angelic form. On one hand, my intellect is linked with Shiv Baba, Son of Knowledge. I am receiving light and might from Shiv Baba on one hand. And on the other hand, the light and might is reflecting towards the world globe. Unlimited living stars are getting showered with that light and might. How beautiful experience is this world benefactor stage through the angelic form. Oh, I the angel now is flying over the land of America. Flying and flying over the land of America. And receiving light and might from Shiv Baba, from Dham. And reflecting that light and might over the land of America. Over the unlimited living stars. Souls. Many unlimited souls are receiving light and might through me. And experiencing comfort in their life. And giving me blessings in return also. I, the angel, flying over the world and returning again towards Mother One and towards the Harmony Hall and standing on my place. Oh, towards my right hand side, the Brahma Baba is there in his angelic form. My hand is in Baba's, Brahma Baba's hand. I, the angel, is enjoying Baba's company, Brahma Baba's company. Receiving light and might through his company. How lucky am I? In this January month, Brahma Baba is giving me special company through his angelic form, through his perfect angelic form. How beautiful experience is this? I never ever thought that Baba will give me personally company. I'm so fortunate soul, so fortunate angel. My hand is in Baba's hand. I am enjoying Baba's elevated company. Now, I, the soul point of light, is living the dress of an angel. Is living the dress of an angel. And now, I, the soul point of light, is wearing the dress of Brahmin clan. Confluence is Brahmin clan dress I am wearing. Oh, I am a most fortunate Brahmin in this world. Ocean of knowledge, Shiv Baba had given knowledge through Brahma Baba's mouth and had given me a divine birth as a Brahmin. I, the Brahmin, is mouth born progeny of Brahma Baba. Out of millions and millions souls, Baba select me and made me a Brahmin. Baba established Rudra Mahayagya for creating my fortune. I, the Brahmin, is creating my fortune in this yajna through my body, mind and money. The star of my fortune is becoming bright and bright, more and more bright. I am receiving sustenance directly from God in this Brahmin birth. I am most fortunate Brahmin in this world. God Himself made me His instrument. He is using me as His instrument for establishing golden age on this earth. He observes some speciality in me. And He is giving me golden opportunity to create my fortune and create others' fortune also. Truly, I am most fortunate Brahmin in this world. I am experiencing godly love by experiencing different relationships directly with God. Throughout the day, I am using Baba's company. I am experiencing Baba's company throughout the day and enjoying diamond worthy life and enjoying every moment of my life as a precious moment, full with joy and happiness, full with super sense of joy and happiness. Throughout the cycle, this Brahmin life is really most fortunate life. In this confluence age, I am receiving directly sustenance of God. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Thank you so much. In this way, keep on experimenting. Sit in solitude. Maintain deep soul conscious stage. Experience angelic stage. Experience different type of the relationship with Baba. And evening and morning experience volcanic yoga stage. Take maximum benefit of your valuable stay, because those souls are getting opportunity to be here in this Madhuban in January month. Truly, they are really fortunate souls. Drama is very beneficial. That is why Baba had said that, become the authority of experiences. After Almighty authority, the second authority is authority of experiences. Collect lots of experiences, divine experiences. In this Laukik world, the wealthy peoples are those peoples, those are having lots of wealth, physical wealth. And in Brahmin world, who is a wealthy person? The one who is having wealth of divine experiences. Treasure of special experiences, divine experiences. They are wealthy souls, wealthy Brahmins. That is why, take the benefit of this golden opportunity and maintain your powerful stage of yoga. Keep always Shiva Baba in front of you, Brahma Baba in front of you. Always try to follow double father, Shiva Baba and Brahma Baba. Om Shanti.